Listener Production.
Hey, Tessa Brandella here with you. Medicare is broken and needs major updating. That's according to a new study by the Grattan Institute. The 40-year-old system operates under a churn-like model, with GPs given incentives for seeing patients quickly. Among the concerns is that we aren't receiving the time or care that we need. Government youth allowances are set to receive the biggest boost since being introduced in 1998. The payments will jump by 6.1% from next year, from $19.10 to $41.40. It'll offer relief to young students, carers, and those looking for work. We can now start reporting wildlife that's been killed on the roads thanks to a new app that's looking to drive down our high roadkill numbers. It comes as we head into a dangerous period for Tassie devils on the road. And Labor's continuing to call for answers about the departure of the TAS Racing CEO. Racing Minister Madeleine Ogilvie was accused of being untruthful about the departure after giving evidence in a business scrutiny hearing last week. Dean Winter is the Shadow Racing Minister and he says that the state wants answers.
If we've got a minister who's prepared to lie about the circumstances of a CEO leaving his position, what else is she going to lie about? The government needs to outline what the redundancy package was here, because this could be very, very substantial.
Shane Warne is officially a legend 9 months after his tragic death. Warne elevated to legend status at Sport of Australia's Hall of Fame. Test skipper Pat Cummings is racing the clock to be fit for Thursday's second test against the West Indies after not bowling a ball in Australia's final day victory yesterday due to a quad injury. Nathan Lyon stepped in with his captain's absence with 6 wickets. Steve Smith says they were made to work for the day 5 win.
The wicket wasn't doing too much. It was pretty flat and, there wasn't too many tricks there. Yeah, got there finally.
And the Tassie Tigers lost to South Australia by 208 runs in the Sheffield Shield.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.